Thank you. That rousing intro marks another edition of State of Address. I'm your host, Glenn. I'm also the station manager. This is the month of November of the year 2023. It's been a couple months since we've had a chat, and there's some things to catch you up on, so stay tuned for that. Let's start off with first just talking about one of our biggest fundraisers that we've had this year, which was the Monster Royale. What people would probably remember the CSUK Monster Clash and the CSUK Royale as being two separate independent things. Usually one happens in the spring and one happens in the fall. Well, in this case, we had decided to do things a little differently. We would combine the two and make it even a much more bigger event. And we did just that. In October 13th it was actually, we partnered up with one of our favorite sponsors, Smithers Brewing Company, and decided to hold this event at the Smithers Brewing Company. The partnership also had us like brewing up a beer. We're going to interview one of the people who were part of that process in a little bit. But it was also an opportunity for us to kind of just like work with one of our sponsors in a way that would share some of the responsibilities of throwing one of these big, huge events. And boy, what a success it was. We were so happy with the turnout of all the people, the volunteers all kicking in, all the stuff that was done. So happy with the results of it. We raised over $2,000 and we're still raising money today with beer being sold that was made, Bitter Bob, being sold in cans at this point. I believe the kegs are all run dry and we're still getting money from those proceeds. So thanks to all the volunteers. Thanks to Smithers Brewing Company. Thanks to Steve Taylor Sound and Lights, as well as everybody who came out to attend probably one of the most fun events that CSUK has done in a little while. So other things, let's see. Oh yes, speaking of volunteers, we are really happy to have had one of our volunteers write up a radio play and cast it with a pile of volunteers that are old volunteers from the station and new volunteers to the station, which is so awesome. It's something called The Steelheads. It's a crime thriller radio play. It was presented on October 29th. It was amazing. I'd say it's a little bit better than the murder mystery that we had a while ago that we used artificial intelligence to write. That one did not make any sense at all. This one, The Steelheads, written by a good friend of ours, Gavin Smith, much, much more understandable. Maybe it makes sense to use real people sometimes. If you want to check out the actual show, go check out on the schedule, check out the Steelheads, which you can find it under the CSUK Fresh, which is a Sunday at noon program. So if you go on the schedule, look for Sunday, look at noon, you will see CSUK Fresh, click on that, and you will go and you'll see at the top of the list there, the Steelheads. It runs for 33 minutes. Enjoy it. It's super fun. Everybody had a grand time doing it. Okay. A little quick reminder to everybody, we've been shut out of Facebook. Facebook and Instagram have decided that we are a news organization, primarily a news organization, and yes, we do some news. The reason why they're doing this is because Bill C-18, which has yet to be verified, I think it is, put into act, has Facebook, as well as Google, Facebook is owned by Meta, to pay proceeds towards news organizations or organizations that create news, pay a small fee towards those organizations that are creating news to for the use of the news information that they perpetuate through Facebook. Well, instead of doing those things, Facebook Meta decided that they would just shut all news organizations off from their platform and not have to negotiate any kind of terms with any of these organizations. Well, the result is we're firmly and completely shut out of Facebook, which is not great. But it's also maybe, a good thing for the long term. So what we ask you to do, if you can't catch the news on the regular broadcasts, which would be Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., as well as repeats at 2 p.m. and as well as 4 p.m. on those days, then you can also sign up to our news roundup newsletter. It's a, you know, it harkens back to the 80s, I suppose. Newsletters, listservs, those type of things. Maybe it's more like the 90s. But anyway, it's still an effective way of getting news in a way that you can sit down and read it when you have free time. And it works for you. It works really well. And it also links back to the recording so you can just click and listen to all the hard work that our news broadcasters do to, you know, tell you what's going on in our community and in the region. So check out the website, smithersradio.com, to find ways of subscribing to that newsletter. Okay. Some news that's coming up here. There's our annual general meeting. I counted, I think this is our 15th AGM, which is pretty amazing that we've been around for 15 years. It's happening November 22nd at the train car from 6 to 7 p.m. It is just an opportunity for us to take stock and have a summary of all the wonderful things that we did over the year. So if you're a member and want to just kind of catch up with what we're doing, or maybe potentially, you know, slap some of our board members and volunteers and so on the back for all the hard work that they've done, feel free to swing on by November 22nd at 6 p.m. at the train car. If you are a member, you can actually vote for the new board members that may or may not be. I know there's potentially some turnover because some of the board members, their terms are up. There's good likelihood that they're going to want to do another term of 2 years, but there's also a possibility that they may not, and it'd be an opportunity for volunteers or members to potentially pick up a director position at the Smithers Community Radio Association. Anyway, all this to say that on November 22nd at 6 p.m., it's going to be our 15th CSUK AGM, Smithers Community Radio AGM. It's going to be a grand old time. We usually have lots of fun, and it's just great for you to come by and support us in that way. All right, let's see. I think what we're going to do now is go into our interview. So I have here, sitting right beside me, very, very close to me, as a matter of fact, a gentleman by the name of Glenn Ingram. And Glenn Ingram is the past partner of a brewery called Plan B Brewing Company, and has also been very instrumental in helping get Bitter Bob on the shelves and in the brewery as part of a collaboration between CICK, Smithers Community Radio. Did I just say that? CICK. Smithers Brewing Company, and Plan B Brewing Company, which is a defunct brewing company that hasn't been brewing beer since 2012. But anyway, we thought we would bring good old Glenn in here to just tell us a little more about this partnership. Hi, Glenn, can you tell us? Introduce yourself, please. Hi, my name's Glenn, and I was a partner of Plan B Brewing Company. Well, tell me, how long has it been since Plan B has been as a business? Ooh, it's been 11 years. It's been 11 years. The doors formally shut December 2012. We started things in September 2009. I left the brewery before the 2012. I think I left around 2011. Passed it on to my partner, Mark Gillis. The two of us started the brewery back in 2009. And came up with all these amazing recipes and found that the town of Smithers really, really liked their beer. Okay, well, tell me a little more about the beer that you made as a collaboration. Tell me about this collaboration in the first place. Well, sure. Thanks, Glenn. Well, Plan B has been gone for a while. But when I started Plan B with Mark, I also started CICK at the same time. And I when Plan B shut down, I decided to put all my efforts into running the radio station and getting that off the ground. And here we are, like you just said, 15 years. It's been a long time since that very first AGM 15 years ago. But anyway, since I have some experience with brewing and there is, you know, all these old recipes, I just thought it'd be kind of fun to bring one of the beers back and work with one of our sponsors to just kind of celebrate, you know, the origins of beer in Smithers, but also give some money towards CSK and all the efforts that they do. Oh, okay, cool. Well, tell me about the beer that you made with Smithers Brewing Company. Oh, thanks, Glenn. Yep, about a month or so ago, me and Cam, that's the main brewer at Smithers Brewing Company, sat down. We had been wanting to brew a beer for a long time, and we pulled out one of the old recipes from Plan B, Plan B's archives, and we thought we'd pick out Bitter Bob, which is a extra special bitter. It's an English-style bitter that's kind of, I don't know, lower carbonation, a little on the sweeter side, maybe a little more bitter than what people might traditionally expect to have. Although I have to say the English style bitters are not nearly as bitter as the hoppy IPAs that you would see in North America. So it's sort of a misnomer to some extent. But anyway, we thought we would do that because as far as I know, Smithers Brewing Company has never done an English style bitter before. So we decided just to kind of go for it. And we did that, and it was so much fun to brew beer again at that in those quantities. You know, I still brew beer as a home brewer, but when you're dealing with the big fancy equipment, it's so much fun to do it that way. And we had a grand old time. As a matter of fact, I believe Pam, one of our producers at CACK, actually went and created a podcast. And maybe you can tell us more about it, Glenn, station manager Glenn. Thanks, Plan B, Glenn. Yeah, okay, well, if you want to check out this kind of podcast that we spent some time kind of producing, you can go check out the smithersradio.com website. Go down to where it says CSK Fresh on Sunday at noon, I guess another CSK Fresh show. You can see something called the Bitter Bobcast, and it was produced and uploaded on October the 6th. It runs for 42 minutes, and if you're a fan of beer, you'll probably really like listening to it. If you're not a fan of beer and just want to hear some white dudes talking about beer, although there is more to it than that, we kind of talk about the history of Plan B, we talk about community radio and all the other good things as well, but there's a lot of geekness in there, and if you are a bit of a beer geek, this will definitely scratch that itch. Okay, well, back to you, Glenn, the Plan B Glenn. Tell us, like, will you be doing more beer brewing with Smithers Brewing Company? I don't know exactly. We don't have any plans of brewing any more beer together as a collaboration. I would certainly welcome the opportunity to brew with Cam again. It was super fun. As to bringing out another Plan B beer, I don't know. We did a bunch of them. You know, we had a red ale. We had an India Pale Ale, a Pale Ale, if you guys remember the Revenge of the Pine Pale Ale, among others. There's certainly stuff to pick from. I don't know, sometimes some of these recipes, you know, a lot has changed over the last 12 years or so in beer, and what we probably considered a great beer back 12 years ago might sort of pale in comparison to what's being had out there these days, but I still would be fun to pull something out, or even just brew a beer that is one of Cam's recipes or something like that. That'd be fun. Anyway, it's just pretty cool to brew a beer in collaboration with a sponsor from CSEK, and maybe Glenn, station manager Glenn, you can maybe tell us more about where people can get that Bitter Bob extra special bitter. Oh, thanks, Plan B Glenn. Yeah, you can pick up the Bitter Bob. It's all sold out in on tap. But you can get it in cans right now at both the brewery, Smithers Brewing Company, as well. I think I saw it at the Twin as well, at the cold wine and beer store at the Twin. You can pick it up there. And $1 from every 4-pack goes to CICK, so that will, you know, certainly help all the work that's done at the station. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Glenn. I know it was probably tough for you to get here, but it's really a pleasure to chatting with you, and to talk about the beer that you made and the collaboration with Smithers Brewing Company. Thanks so much. Okay, well, that was our conversation with Glenn. So that's Plan B Brewing. Glenn from yesteryear, closed down in December 2012, and the collaboration that was had. But yeah, that kind of wraps things up here with State of Address. I thought we would end things with a track from a Talquidian. I don't know what you call somebody from Talquidian. I think it's Talquidian. There's a gentleman by the name of Mark Bridgman who's been releasing some really great music. Just released as of November 6th, just a few days ago, a new album called Your Party. And it's a 5-track LP, and you can check it out on Bandcamp, and you can tap him on the shoulder and tell him you'd like a physical copy someday or something. I don't know if he's actually making CDs of these things, but you certainly can grab it for a bargain price over on Bandcamp. Look for Party Pooper. And this is a brand new track. This is called Underwater and On Top of the Hill here on CSCK Smithers Community Radio. Thanks so much for listening to State of Address. And thanks so much for supporting this station here on CSCK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio.
Underwater and on top of the hill, it's kinda crazy how you're standing still. I wanna tell him we were young at heart. I wanna tell him how to break your heart. Underwater and on top of the hill, it's kinda crazy that we're standing still. Wanna tell him we were young at heart. Wanna tell him how to break your heart. Tell him we were young at heart. Wanna tell him how to break your heart.